Tim in Livonia, Michigan, on Ave Maria Radio. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
Good. My question is, I have a friend. He and his wife have decided for one reason or another to not have any more children. And that's not the point of my call. My question is, he believes that his wife disagrees with church teaching on contraception.
Okay.
And she is contracepting. And he refuses to speak with her about the issue because he thinks it will do more harm than good to their marriage.
Okay.
And he refuses to get more information on the subject himself. He knows the teaching, and I think he understands it. So my question is, what is his moral responsibility if he thinks his spouse is completely closed to the idea?
There is a document that was released by the Holy See a number of years ago known as the Vademecum for Confessors. And Vademecum is spelled V-A-D-E-C-E-M-U-M. It's from a Latin phrase that means go with me, but it means handbook. Or booklet. And the purpose of the Vademecum for Confessors was to give confessors advice about how to deal with situations where penitents are reporting sexual sins and things like that in confession. And one of the things that the Vademecum covers is this kind of situation where you have two spouses who disagree about the use of contraception in marriage. One of them is insisting on using it and the other is not. The other recognizes the church's teaching on this. What are the responsibilities? And what the Vademecum said, and there are precedents for this in earlier Catholic moral teaching, but what the Vademecum said is that it can be legitimate for one of the spouses to go ahead and have normal marital relations with the contracepting spouse, provided certain conditions are met. And those conditions include things like it would harm the marriage in a significant way to simply stop having marital relations. And it sounds like he thinks that that condition is fulfilled in this case. Other conditions include praying for the contracepting spouse and being willing at an opportune time to encourage the contracepting spouse to revisit the question. And it sounds like from what you've said that he's judged that this is not an opportune time. But if that were to change in the future and he sensed some openness on his wife's part, then he would have an obligation to go ahead and help her reconsider it at that time. And so those would be some of the considerations that are involved here. But also he himself needs to not be doing anything intrinsically evil. The use of contraception needs to be on her part rather than his. So like him getting a vasectomy would not be an option in this situation. And there are special concerns if she's doing anything that would be abortifacient. That adds an additional complication to the situation. So there are a variety of conditions, but if you want to look at what the church has had to say about those, Google and look up the Vademecum for Confessors. Okay, Tim?
Perfect. Great help. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Tim.